Mother's Day 2026 will set a record. Americans will spend $38 billion on mom this year, and $7.5 billion of that goes to jewelry alone. The question worth asking before you spend any of it is which gift actually still exists a week later. A grocery store bouquet lasts 7 to 10 days in a vase, then becomes a chore. A delicate pendant goes into a drawer the morning after Mother's Day brunch and stays there. A tiara behaves differently. It waits to be worn for the next birthday, the next family wedding, the next Christmas photo, the next time mom decides she wants to feel like the main character. The math favors the tiara. A $60 bouquet at 7 days runs $8.50 per day. A $60 tiara worn 6 times in a year costs $10 the first time and zero every time after. Royal Sparkle pieces run $48 to $96, and the current 20% site sale plus code MOM15 brings that to roughly 1/3 off. The picks come in 3 flavors, size to the mom you have, not the mom you wish you had. For the subtle mom who waves off compliments, the delicate arched piece sits low and barely a statement. For the mom who hosts every holiday, the Renaissance piece has real fastening loops for an all-day hold. For the mom with crystals on the windowsill, the quartz crystal piece pairs natural-feeling stones with a metal headband. At Kathy's What Not live shows, a few Mother's Day patterns repeat. Daughters try a piece on for themselves and realize halfway through that they are buying it for mom. About 1 in 4 Mother's Day buyers come back the following year for a second piece because mom started a collection. And the gift card panic is real. About half quietly disappear into a kitchen drawer. A tiara cannot. The advice worth keeping is the easiest to forget. Pair the tiara with a reason to wear it. Brunch reservations, a family photo, a we're putting these on for cake moment. The wearing is the gift. Order by May 6th for Sunday delivery. Free U.S. shipping is on every order, no minimum, shipped from the family shop in Boise to her castle door.